New polls today show that public support for President Bush is holding steady. In a head-to-head comparison with Senator John Kerry, the president's standing is even improving slightly. The polls come during what has been a tough month for the administration, with heavy casualties in Iraq and critical testimony before the panel looking into the September 11th attacks, and it's still too early to say how the president will be affected by a new book that examines foreign policy decision-making within the administration. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Frank Newport, the editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll, said he wondered whether the president would take a hit in the polls due to all of the bad news this month, especially out of Iraq. Instead, Newport says something else happened. Mr. Bush's approval ratings held steady at 52%, and he now leads John Kerry in a head-to-head matchup by 50-44% among likely voters, slightly better than a month ago. Newport says the focus on Iraq and on Mr. Bush as well seems to have helped the president.
Bush has been dominating the news coverage, right or wrong, and to some degree it may be like the old Hollywood adage, as long as they spell the name right. Bush is there, he's in the news all the time, and it looks like, at least in the short term, that's resulted in steady job approval ratings and a continued slight margin over Kerry on the ballot.
The White House was pleased by the data contained in another poll today as well, this one from the Washington Post and ABC News. It shows the president ahead of Senator Kerry 48-43, with Ralph Nader getting 6%. Bush-Cheney campaign strategist Matthew Dowd told reporters in a conference call that the polls indicate public support for the president's resolve, even amid current difficulties in Iraq.
From the very beginning, the public had a very realistic attitude about the situation in going into the war on terrorism, including the war on Iraq, and they understood that this wasn't going to be a short-term solution.
Dowd says people understood that there'd be difficulties and that there would be casualties. As for the impact of the new book by Bob Woodward, the White House says it's not true that the president had decided to go to war with Iraq earlier than acknowledged. And aside from differing with some of Woodward's interpretations of events, Dowd says they think the book portrays the president as a positive leader.
You know, we actually think the Woodward book, all in all, is a very good representation of a decision, of a complicated decision that was made going into the war in Iraq, the president being thoughtful, the president measuring it, the president asking a lot of questions, and not going into this in a hurry.
The Kerry campaign, meanwhile, reacted to the latest polls today by downplaying small week-to-week fluctuations. Kerry spokeswoman Stephanie Cutter.
We feel pretty good about where we are right now. You know, this is just a few months into the general election, and it's a dead heat. For an incumbent president, that's a problem. The more important numbers to look at are the numbers of right track, wrong track. And overwhelmingly, Americans believe that America is on the wrong track.
That is the side of the polls Democrats were highlighting today, that a growing number of Americans, 57%, think the nation is headed in the wrong direction, and that a majority disapprove of the president's handling of the situation in Iraq. They also point to data in which the public ranks the economy as more important than Iraq, and that is an issue where John Kerry outscores the president. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.